How is it going, everyone? Sorry if I sound a little stuffy. I feel like I've come over some allergies. Guys, in this podcast, I'm going to talk about why we cannot trust the Fed. And why we need to study Bitcoin, because at the end of the day, the Fed does not have our best interests at heart. And I'll tell you this, the Fed right now, they are not in the best situation. They're between a rock and a hard place. The government debt has been going up significantly. And furthermore, we're in a situation where inflation's going up, but also in addition to that, we're seeing stock market hit all-time highs, Bitcoin hit all-time highs, gold and silver are pumping, and a lot of assets are just in this weird Goldilocks zone. And I'll tell you, we need to be very careful right now because the Fed is jawboning. They're saying one thing, they're doing another. So they're saying we're data dependent, and then they're making really weird decisions based on that data. Now, cutting interest rates is going to be an interesting situation because inflation's already surging, and it will cause even more inflation and more prices to appreciate even faster than they already are. Now, I strongly encourage everyone to really, really speak up and try to like say, hey, no, this is not the right path, because you can go to the grocery store right now and see it. I think it's going to be very hard to get to the 3.5 or to the 4%. We're at now down to 2%. It's going to be a big battle. And holding and increasing, this is going to cause massive pain to the population. Right now, our interest on our debt alone exceeds our military budget. That's insane. We literally cannot afford anything right now. We're so deep into the debt. Things are not looking good. And with gold, silver, and all these assets pumping, we're starting to realize, wait a second here, where are we actually headed? And I think China, Russia, all these countries right now, India, et cetera, all these countries are starting to pile up and stockpile into gold because they know that it cannot be debased. It's a neutral form of money. And I think we're going to start to see more and more people really adopt this strategy. Now, if you look at the risk on assets, we're starting to see some pullbacks. And look, I'm bearish this year on stocks. I'm always accumulating assets, and specifically Bitcoin. But at the end of the day, we're going to see pullbacks, and it's going to be pullbacks in the interest rate sensitives. Now, Kashkari, he's the one that brought up the possibility of no rate cuts this year. Now think about that. The Fed is kind of starting to pivot their tone because over the past couple of meetings, they said we're data dependent. We need to see the inflation anchor down to 2%. We need to see, you know, unless we see a catastrophe in the job market or a catastrophe here or there, we're not going to pivot. We're going to keep staying the course. And so they mentioned, actually, there may be some situation where we're going to see three cuts near the end of the year or sometime this year. When Kashkari said no rate cuts this year, that really shifted the narrative. We saw today the market drop 1.5% on Thursday, April 4th. Now, this change in tone is because I think the Fed realizes that there's no way they're going to get inflation to 2% this year at the current interest rates. Now, they could hike and then maybe they can, you know, reverse course, but I don't see the Fed hiking because there's already too much pain right now in the markets and too much pain amongst the people that are borrowers. So I think this Fed is honestly confused on what to do, but we know this. You don't even need to listen to what they say. You need to watch what they do, and you need to watch what's happening on the macro and political landscape. Biden is going to be running for president. So is Trump. Do you really think they're going to crash the markets, the stock markets, and the housing market for Biden to get reelected? No, they're going to prop that thing up until the election day. And even then, even during the election day, there's going to still have to be a pullback eventually. So even if Biden gets reelected, we're going to see a situation where there's probably a crash. Same thing with Trump. If Trump gets elected, he's a capitalist, Republican, etc. we're going to still see a crash. I mean, either way, the issue is right now they're trying to prop it up to make things look like they're good. So that way when the voter, you know, people go to the voting booths, they vote with rosy glasses on and they don't vote with how things actually are. I like this quote I heard the other day. Someone talked about kind of a cake and how inflation is like someone taking out the center of that cake from the inside out, and all you see is the beautiful cake. It looks like a beautiful cake. And you take your bite into it, and it's hollow on the inside. That's inflation. That's inflation. You can't tell it. You cannot point your finger on it. You don't know. You know something's missing. You know that you're still hungry afterwards, but something's missing. Another one is a fish in water. Does a fish ever question, what is water? No. It just is, right? And the same thing is with money and people. People never question the money. They just say, oh, it just is. And I think until we see something really painful, people won't change. But I'll tell you right now, things are getting pretty painful out there to a degree. And that's why we're seeing gold pump. That's why we're seeing silver pump, and we're seeing Bitcoin pump as well. Will this continue? Time will tell. But at the end of the day, we can't trust the Fed at all. Because, you know, I think inflation right now is hurting people a lot, and homes and oil are up. Everything that matters is up. And we're seeing these horrible figures that don't make any sense. I mean, right now in Arizona, you need to make $120,000 a year to afford the median house. That is mind-blowing. $120,000 a year to afford the middle-class house. How can we keep going down this path? Is this even sustainable to keep going down this path? And I don't think it is. I think if we see oil go above $5, $6 a gallon, and we see houses keep surging up to where you need to be making $140,000, $150,000 a year, there will be riots in the streets. All these homes are sitting empty. At the end of the day, there is so much pain right now, at least for the things that matter. Yes, if you want to buy a can of soup, it's cheap. If you want to buy ramen noodles, I saw a guy buy $200 worth the other day. You can do it, and it's 40 cents a pack. The things that matter are all going through the roof. And why is that? It's because fiat has no bottom. Therefore, Bitcoin and gold and all these other hard assets have no top. And I hope people come to realize that over the coming weeks, months, and years, because we can't keep living like this, guys. We just want a money that we can save in and not have to think about. Anyways, guys, you let me know what you think. Do you think the Fed is going to pivot this year? Do you think the Fed made a lot of mistakes this year? I think they made a mistake indicating rate cuts. When is that the smart thing to do over the medium and long run? In the short run, okay, they want to get Biden reelected. But in the medium and long run, is that the right play? And I can't comfortably say so. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this one. Please be sure to share it. Please be sure to send it around and like it. Also, leave a comment. What do you think? And lastly, feel free to stream some sats and or feel free to click the referral link below. And I hope you guys have a good weekend.